This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. As always, our number 603-283-6160 with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Aria.
603-283-6160. Maybe you have an opinion about what happened in Washington, D.C. today.
People seem to.
Now, I wanted to actually, before everything went down in D.C., and we're going to talk about it, we got Vincent going to join us here in just a moment, because he's been watching it like a hawk all day long, so he knows really what's been transpiring. But it was actually Vincent's show, which is Questioning Authority over on the Shire Free Media channel on DLive. That's DLive.tv/ShireFreeMedia. He just changed his channel name, so some people were a little confused about that, but that's where you'll find him now. You were playing on Monday night, Vincent, and welcome back to Free Talk Live. You were playing Monday night some videos of some right-wingers who were, like, trampling on and wanting to burn the Thin Blue Line flags. And I thought, you know what, that's interesting.
It's a good development.
And I had a couple of other listeners say, hey, you know, you guys might want to talk about this. So it was actually my intention to discuss that tonight. And then those, you know, that same group of protesters, I mean, maybe not the exact same group, but relatively similar people, apparently stormed the Capitol building today. So, Vincent, take us back a few days to what happened with the Thin Blue Line supporters turning against the police. What happened there? And then, you know, take us to today and what happened in D.C.
So what happened, and that incident took place in Salem, Oregon, and it was some sort of anti-lockdown, pro-Trump rally, you know, Proud Boy types, MAGA, you know, patriots. It's a whole collection of different people, usually centered around, like, different media personalities, and they arrived, and Antifa arrived, and usually they would, like, in previous instances, they'd be able to duke it out and fight with non-lethal weapons, and it provided excellent content, and it got it out of her systems. But this time, the police separated the, you know, I'll just call them the MAGA people. So they separated the MAGA people from Antifa, but then the police would let Antifa with firearms and paintball weapons, it looked like, go through the line and intimidate them, and they got upset and were demanding that the police arrest Antifa, and they refused, and then they start shooting pepper balls and gassing them.
Hold on, and they shot pepper balls, meaning the police shot pepper balls and gassed the MAGA people?
Yes.
Okay.
And the MAGA people, yeah, some of them, right? You know, it's been a long time coming, mm-hmm. but it's taken long enough where these people fight, and a lot of them are big police supporters. They have family in law enforcement or just some sort of fascination with law enforcement. And they call it, it's like the Thin Blue Line, right? It's these gray American flags with one blue line. It's for, you know, support for police and, you know, the whole defund the police thing going on. They've been given a lot of renewed strength and effort. And
I bet they want to defund the police now.
Say again?
I said, I bet they want to defund the police now.
Well, some of them are still stubborn, but a lot of them are starting to finally, you know, see the light and get out of this battered house citizen syndrome. And so they dragged a Thin Blue Line flag on the ground. They invited people to stomp on it. One woman, at least in the footage that I saw, one woman ran up and was, you know, say it was trying to dissuade them, but they shouted her down.
Nice.
And, and it's a growing trend where a lot of these people who used to cheer the police every time they saw police at a rally, they'd, you know, give them high fives and thank them even if they were arresting them or intimidating them. And so, you know, it's really disgusting. It's hard to watch. And now they're screaming F the police, for yelling at the cops. And today in D.C., some of them were, in fact, brawling with the police.
Yeah, I saw some of that footage. You're in the local Keene chat telegram here because you've spent quite many years here in Keene, and you're hanging out with us in there. You've been just watching this thing closely today and picking up a variety of different pieces of footage of these protesters breaching the Capitol building and actually, you know, indoors and outdoors, getting into fights with the police. Many of these people would have been waving the police thin blue line flag just, you know, days before, and now things all of a sudden are turning on a dime, which is very interesting.
Oh, and I'm glad you bring that up, because a lot of the things that these people shout at the police, whether they're boomers or, you know, young people or Gen Zers, whatever, they would say, I used to support you guys. Mm-hmm. For years, I supported you guys. For months, I was marching to, you know, support you guys. And it's like they say it as if it's like been a personal betrayal.
Right.
Well, to them, it sort of has. I mean, we saw the same thing when Trump came to power. You know, the Democrats were really upset because it never occurred to them that all of that power could be used against them, all that power that they had been concentrating. And we see the same thing with police now. It never occurred to these MAGA people that the police could use that power against them.
Well, and I would figure the reason for that is because, as you mentioned, Vincent, some of these folks have this sort of obsession with the police. They're fascinated by them, by the violence, by the so-called law and order. A lot of the conservative right-wingers love to, you know, trot out the law and order mentality. They support candidates that talk about law and order, even though, of course, the Democrats say the same crap about law and order. But for whatever reason, the Republicans get more, you know, excited about it. And so they believed that they were in favor of law and order. And when it turns out that the law has turned against them in order to keep so-called order, well, now law and order doesn't seem so good anymore. And the police are now their enemy.
Well, law and order can't mean anything, right? Because these people want Pence to be, you know, just throw the Constitution out the window and say, no, Trump is still president. So, I mean, law and order, it can't matter to them anymore.
Whether they've made that connection or not, I don't know. But nonetheless, it's a good start to have them be changing their minds in the streets about the police. And
they're not the only ones changing their minds, though. What I'm hearing from leftists is that, you know, they kind of wish these protesters had been shot.
Mm. Oh, that's not a surprise.
Absolutely. I'm glad you bring that up. Yeah, they're
suddenly the left supports the police.
If we'll remember back to when Trump was inaugurated, there were riots. There's been, you know, riots all along. And you have, was it Chris Cuomo on CNN said, since when do protests have to be quiet and peaceful? And so for 4 years, we have leftist leniency on that. And then now I saw on Twitter people saying, oh, this is a coup attempt, saying all these people need to be tried for treason, saying that, you know, the girl who tried to climb, you know, the girl who got shot in the neck deserved to get shot, like all of them. It's the pendulum has swinged back very hard.
And very quickly. I mean, just a few weeks ago, the Republicans were saying what the Democrats are saying now, and the Democrats were saying what the Republicans are saying now. And none of them are capable of acknowledging the hypocrisy
of both sides, of their own side. They can see it clearly in the other side, but they can't see it on their own side. Now, you said a woman was shot today. I heard rumors she has died. Do you know if that's true?
I haven't seen anywhere official saying that she's died, but I haven't seen any. We haven't seen much of anything at all after that. I did see the video. I did see video of it recently. It was pretty gruesome. The police, so she got shot, and people, you know, the police were giving her emergency first aid.
What were the circumstances around her getting shot?
Yeah, is it clear who shot her?
Yes. It was indeed the police that shot her.
Wow.
But she was trying to climb through a window. It's a big building, right? So inside, you know, whatever our Masonic architecture.
Yeah, there's internal windows.
And an internal window, yeah.
Right.
And
so she was trying to climb through to get away from the police or to get to the police?
Well, I wouldn't say to get to the police specifically, right? I mean, I'm sure they didn't want the police there. This was, people see this as...
Well, when I say to the police, I guess I should have said, was she trying to move toward the police?
Yes, she was, yes.
Yeah.
And the police happened to be in her way, yes.
Okay.
So, let's
And they decided to shoot her.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. I want to go back just a little bit. Why were all these people in D.C. today in the first place? What was the reason for it?
Oh, I'm very glad you asked that, Ian, because Donald Trump called for them to be here.
All right, stand by. You've got time to talk about this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Vincent is with us here. He's the host of... Are you still calling your show Questioning Authority? You just changed the channel name?
NPR.
NPR. Hold on, we'll find out more about that here in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. You want to share what you observed today, especially if you were in D.C.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Yeah!
live. Ian and Aria in the studio. Our number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that you want here, though. We are talking with Vincent, who is a former Free Talk Live, and sometimes still, Free Talk Live co-host. He just moved out of the Keene area, so we don't get to hear from him as often. But when I heard about what was going on down in D.C. today, I was hearing a lot about it from Vincent. He was sitting there just consuming as much of this media as he possibly could. So I've been busy all day, and I figured, you know what, what better way to talk about this than to have Vincent on. He's been following the situation for quite a while with the right-wing and left-wing protests. He's been covering it a lot on his show, which, Vincent, you said you changed the name of Questioning Authority?
Well, so QA is still happening on Saturdays on LRN.fm.
Okay.
At the Saturday slot. It's just, my new endeavor, I wanted to move away, and I'll be getting into that and giving the reasons. I was originally going to rename it to the America First War Room, but I figured I'd attract the wrong kind of audience. So, I'm going to reveal the new name on my show tonight.
Okay. Because you said NPR, I wasn't sure what that was about.
I'll say why I changed it, because, the initials were QA, and I was tired of being associated with QAnon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just constant. I said, you know what, yeah, I don't need this kind of audience, and so I changed it.
So, and this QAnon's like this cult thing that people have been involved in for the last 4 years, and all of a sudden, whoever it is behind that account has just completely gone away, right? Or have they posted since Trump lost the election?
No, not. Well, yes, technically. They haven't posted since December 8th last night. Wow. I checked today, too, because I always figure anytime something big happens, right, what does QAnon have to say? And, there's nothing to say.
And this is an account that was fairly active previously, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think the last thing that they tweeted out was a message of encouragement. Hold the line! And, yeah. Well,
what a strange thing. Just to take a side on this for a moment. I mean, we haven't talked in detail about this, the QAnon thing, but it is an interesting kind of phenomenon where people seem to be, like, seriously cult-level followers.
Yeah, they are believers, for sure.
Of this QAnon thing. And it started, as I understand it, as this predictor of what Trump was supposed to be doing, and supposedly it was someone inside the White House or inside Trump's, inner circle, but they made all kinds of predictions, and I'm sure the supermajority of them didn't come true.
I think it's been thoroughly exposed at this point as a psyop to get a certain portion of a political electorate demand, who otherwise wouldn't be demanding martial law, to get them to see martial law as a good thing. And what the QAnon people call the Great Awakening very well could be, in fact, the right-wing version, or what they're, selling it to right-wingers as the Great Reset.
The Great Reset.
Yeah. So it's dualism, right? They do that a lot. It's a two-party duopoly, right? Mm-hmm. Two-party, two sides, so they have two different solutions.
Yeah, and I think
it's more likely it was just some troll who was bored.
But it's curious that they would not continue even after Trump loses the election. Like, I mean, this thing has to have, I don't know how many followers it has, but it's quite a few. I mean, there literally are people who follow it as like a family, and they believe everything that it says. They wear Q-related garb and clothing, and they have jargon. I mean, they seriously, it meets so many different qualifications of a cult. And why would you just, I mean, if you were in charge of this cult of all these people that will literally follow your every word, why would you just let that just
dissipate? Well, the longer you play a joke, the higher your chances of getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already, the QAnon and the hashtags and all of that, they've been getting banned from Twitter and Facebook and all these other places. I mean, if it was someone joking, then the joke had certainly run its course by the end of the Trump administration. Or by the end of the.
But why throw away all the followers? I mean, if you've got millions of followers or whatever he's got, hundreds of
thousands.
I mean,
what's he going to do? Like, hey, by the way, I was just messing with you. Come follow my real account.
Yeah,
on Twitter.
Absolutely. He would still get a ton.
They would hang him.
I don't know.
Well, that's what they call the Doyleist interpretation of things. The, the Watsonian or. There's nothing saying that Q has gone away entirely also. I mean, within their canon, right, within their catechism, where going dark. which means where you just don't hear from them for a while, means that something big is happening, right? And it's like an inversion where because nothing is happening, that means something big is happening, right? If you don't hear from Q. So, you know, it makes sense, right, within their mindset, right? You know, Trump loses the election, but this is all part of a plan. So now Q, we're not hearing anything from him because the plan is happening.
All right, let's get back to what happened today. So you said Trump called for people to show up in D.C. today? Why?
Yeah, so today the and I'm not too certain on, like, the lingo of it. I just know, you know, the working class version of it. The layman's version of it. Today Congress was meeting to, I guess, like, certify the election, mm-hmm. and a group of, and so Trump invited the Stop the Steal people, the MAGA people, right? His people, the deplorables, whatever you want to call it, the 80 million, as he refers to it, as, you know, the people who voted for him, to come to D.C. and have a peaceful protest to, show, like, as like a show of force, right? To get the Congress to do what they want them to do and sort of, you know, pressure them to act, a certain way, right? To be accountable, right?
And what is it that Trump wanted? He wanted Pence to throw out certain votes or something like that? What was the last-minute attempt here?
I don't know if it even happened because they stormed the Capitol before anything could be really discussed in length or voted on.
Supposedly they went to a secret location. That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah, the underground tunnels mm-hmm. with their plastic bubble hoods.
Yeah, those were creepy. So, did you see that? Where there was like some representative? He looked like he was in a space bubble helmet or something like that.
Buzz Lightyear outfit.
looked ridiculous.
So what happened was they needed one senator and one representative to object to the certifying of, like, you know, the electors and votes, and they did it with Arizona. And because they have certain states where they have, I guess they feel like they have reasonable evidence of some sort of voter fraud or manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal was to get a 10-day period to audit the election and, have an impartial investigation into voter fraud just to prove to the American people that, you know, the elections are still safe or to do whatever, right? In order for people to still, you know, maintain a trust in the election, right? That's a bipartisan line. And they were having debate about that. And it was, you know, pretty fairly on party line with a lot of Republican dissenters. And then the discussion was interrupted because, you know, Mike Pence was escorted out by Secret Service. And then you hear shouting in the halls in the distance and they had to go to recess and then evacuate because a group, a massive group, must have been thousands of people of all these Trump supporters and protesters, were led in a march by Trump. I'm getting ahead of myself. So before, during that process, Trump was giving a speech, right? And it was going over all the fraud and such. And then he sent his followers on a march to outside the Capitol building.
All right, stand by. Yeah. Vincent is with us here from Questioning Authority, the Shire Free Media channel over on DLive, DLive.tv/Shire Free Media. He's got his own show, by the way, that starts at 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, right after we finish here on Free Talk Live. We'll continue with what happened today in D.C., and you can share your thoughts, too. Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch, and we started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Washington, D.C. is under a curfew as Capitol Police and National Guard troops continue to work to clear the Capitol building and grounds of protesters who stormed the building on Wednesday and put a halt to the counting of the Electoral College vote. The Secret Service and the FBI have also been deployed to the Capitol to assist Capitol Police securing the building. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy described the scene to ABC News, calling it something he never envisioned could happen.
As a nation, I know we sit back and we're appalled by what we're seeing, but I want everybody to take a deep breath and understand we all have some responsibility here. I don't care what we've ever said on Facebook, what we've ever done to one another. We are all Americans. We need to stop. We shouldn't disagree with one another, but to take it to has gone beyond anything I've ever envisioned that was possible in this nation.
This is USA Radio News. Continuing coverage of tonight's top story, members of Congress say they are working to find a way to continue the electoral vote count that was interrupted when the Capitol was breached by protesters. Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney tells NBC News that a mob won't stop their work.
We were on the floor of the House of Representatives performing our constitutional duty to count the electoral votes when we had to be evacuated. And we are in a place with bipartisan group of members, and my Democratic counterpart, Hakeem Jeffries, and I have both made clear that we do not intend to allow this kind of mob violence to stop us from carrying out our constitutional duty.
The European Union has approved a second coronavirus vaccine for use in the 27-country bloc. The EU's drug regulator approved the Moderna vaccine Wednesday for distribution after moving up a hearing on that decision. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. Toot.lrn.fm.
Oh, $37,000 Bitcoin. Welcome to it. It's here.
Next up, $40,000.
Yeah, that could be tonight, tomorrow morning, at this rate. With you in the studio here on Free Talk Live, it's Ian.
And Arya.
And if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, well, it's not too late.
It's never going to be too late.
Maybe someday it will be. I don't think it's too late yet. But then again, what do we know? It could crash to zero.
Yesterday when we said that it wasn't finished yet.
No,
at the very least.
That's right.
So we have at least a 24-hour track record of being mostly correct.
I suspect it is nowhere near finished. And if you want to learn more, go to bitcoin.com. You know, take 10 minutes out of your life because it may be the most important 10 minutes you spend. Especially if you spend a few more minutes actually trying to figure out how to buy some Bitcoin. Of course, they can help you with that over at Bitcoin.com. They can also learn you about things. You can go there, Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can then watch various different videos, including a quick 2-3 minute intro. That's all you got to do. Spend 2 or 3 minutes on this thing. Get the basics down about what makes Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency very, very special, very different. Why is it so important? Why is it worth Bitcoin worth $37,000 per unit right now? Why has it gone up in just the last, what's it been?
It's funny. A week ago, I said to my coworkers at my job, I was like, so how about that $27,000 Bitcoin?
Right.
So a week later, I'm going to be coming as, oh, about that $37,000 Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's literally in 1 week, it's up 29, almost 30% in 1 week.
And this isn't, I mean, it's clear that there are legitimate forces driving this. This isn't just people who are experiencing the fear of missing out and they're buying in because they, you know, oh, it's this great big pump and dump like we saw in 2017.
This one's much more drawn out. It's going much longer than the previous run up, and it seems to have a lot more behind it. I think that's what you're saying there. Yes. Go to Bitcoin.com, learn more about it. We've got more about Bitcoin coming up, so we'll get back into that. But I do want to bring Vincent back on the line. Vincent, are you still with us?
Yes.
All right. I've got Kirby here with us as well. Kirby in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Sorry, that's my bad.
I'm going to tell you, I saw this stuff in D.C., and I've been sitting here consuming it all day like Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
And on one hand, I'm happy as I can be. And on the other hand, I'm a little bit disappointed. But the rest of the world is watching this. China sees it. Russia sees it. We look like Venezuela right now.
Now, hold on, Kirby. When you say you're a little bit disappointed, are you disappointed for the same reason that I am, and that is that the protesters actually weren't trying to really change, you know, they weren't trying to burn the place down, which would have really warmed my heart if they'd done that.
I wanted to see tar and feathers.
They were just trying to, like, put their guy... their master, their preferred master. They want him to be the master. That's what this was about. What was disappointing to you about it?
Pretty much the same thing that made me happy, because it shows the true hypocrisy, racism, just greed of America. This is all being done by a very vocal, violent minority. The fact that they could do everything that they did and get a guy to the chamber floor is amazing. And it shows that America is not going to take a serious stand against a violent white mob unless it absolutely has to. Again, that's why I say China's watching. Russia's watching. We look like a third world banana republic. We look like Adolf Hitler had there been cameras and cell phones. I'm torn about it, but in the end, it is a great thing. I didn't want to see anybody hurt, and unlike you, Ian, I don't want to see things burn down physically, but this may be the, because people are going to get hurt, and I would think you, the nonviolent guy who says violence is not the answer, would get that.
Hey, I don't believe in violence, but if somebody torches a government building, to me, they're doing us all a favor.
I want them to make sure the government building is empty first.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to make sure the government buildings are empty because they're so humongous, but, you know. Get out of there. It's burning. You shouldn't stick around.
Well, I mean, somebody also set off an IED, I heard.
I heard that two packages were found, one outside of the Republican committee building there, and an unidentified package that was not confirmed as a bomb outside of the Democratic one. But I don't know if those are true, but none of them exploded from what I read.
Okay, so, but in the end, if those had been black, brown, red, yellow people, how many do you think that this would have been a slaughter? I think we all know that.
I can't disagree with you, but I want to believe you're wrong. I just don't think you are.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, we didn't see slaughters of the Black Lives Matter protests earlier this year. I mean, there weren't straight up.
They didn't storm the Capitol building.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They did not storm a federal building full of politicians.
Well,
they did set up an autonomous zone.
It was sedition.
So was the autonomous zone.
They should have been shot.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, you're not actually calling for those people being shot, are you?
No, but what I'm saying is that if the police and the Capitol officials had done what they were supposed to do, the those people would have been shy.
Well, they may not have had enough guys.
I'm glad they were.
Arresting Congress and the Senate.
Hang on, Vincent, what was that you said, Vincent?
If they were doing what they're supposed to do, you know, the people wouldn't be protesting in the first place. They'd be arresting Congress and the Senate.
Yeah, well, that's not their real job. Their real job is to protect the state, not to protect the people. But the point is, you know, the numbers of people, of protesters, far outnumbered the number of police. And the reality is, whenever you outnumber the police, you know, 3-1, 5-1, or 10-1, or whatever, this must have been more than 10-1. I mean, there were thousands and thousands of protesters out there. Those cops are going to stand down. In most circumstances. I mean, the only ones
that's
that...
what they...
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I was just agreeing. Apparently, that's what they did. But, you know, like I said, this just shows the hypocrisy of America. It shows how far America has come, and it with its veneer. But America is still the same tin-pot dictatorship it was in 1777.
Yeah, and a few protesters storming the Capitol building for 30 minutes or an hour or however long it ended up being today. I mean, are they still there? Or I heard rumor that they were just orderly leaving the building when they were asked to leave at some point.
Well, I just looked at the news a few minutes ago. They got police out. They were throwing flashbangs. There were still people in the street, but I couldn't tell if they were the MAGA folks or...
Did the National Guard ever come onto the scene? Hey, Kirby, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for weighing in on this. Vincent, do you know, I heard a rumor that the government gang called in the National Guard. Did they ever show up?
The last I saw, there was some sort of SWAT team that, I don't know. At this point, you know, police and military, at least, you know, the military's urban wear is, almost indistinguishable. But
I can confirm they did come out. They're wearing black vests instead of bulletproof vests, and they had the D.C. flag on them. That's the National Guard. The Pentagon initially declined the request for troops, but ultimately it seems they gave in and sent out some National Guards people.
Is the Pentagon is the Pentagon in charge of the National Guard?
Presumably. I would imagine so.
What I saw was the Secretary of Defense discussed with Mike Pence. So first it was the mayor that wanted the National Guard, but the Department of Defense declined. And then Defense Secretary. So he discussed deploying the National Guard with Pence, McConnell, and Pelosi. They had issues with optics of how that'll look, having, you know, military in the nation's capital. No mention of Trump. So they considered it with Pence, McConnell, and Pelosi. It seems like they asked the Secretary of Defense to deploy the troops.
Yeah, can you stick with us for one more segment here, Vincent?
Oh, yeah.
All right, more with Vincent from Questioning Authority here at his DLive channel, is Shire Free Media, all one word. There's more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.fm.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Aria.
Talking about what happened in the Washington, D.C. today, where thousands of protesters had gathered to support Donald Trump in a last-ditch effort to try to somehow turn around the results of the election. They were hoping, I guess, that Mike Pence was going to some kind of magic spell or whatever.
This has been the longest post-election garbage that I've seen, though, in quite a long time. And I hate Joe Biden only slightly less than I hate Trump, or slightly more than I hate Trump. But I am ready for Biden to take office just so that these Republicans shut the hell up.
Oh, I hope he never makes it. I hope that the whole thing falls apart.
That would be ideal, right?
Yeah, I hope the whole thing falls apart. I mean, right now we've seen for the first time in generations, I mean, if ever. I mean, I think there was one point where wasn't D.C. set on fire at some point by, like, the French way back when or something?
By the Canadians.
Was it the Canadians? And I guess Vincent might know a thing or two. He's actually originally
from
Canada.
They burned down the White House.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, back then,
before 1812, the British burned down the White House, occupied D.C., Congress convened in a hotel.
Yeah, so, but now, you know, this is the first time in our lifetimes, it's the first time since, you know, grandparents' lifetimes that we've seen Washington, D.C. security be overrun by protesters. It was a heck of a day today. Very, very interesting stuff. And, Vincent, you've been watching it closely. I appreciate you coming on here with us tonight. Your show starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. You're doing a DLive-only show, correct? You're not on Twitch, just DLive?
Yes, yes.
And your channel there, DLive.tv/ShireFreeMedia. That's where people can check you out tonight. I imagine you're going to just be awash in footage tonight of this.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I've been collecting footage all day. It's going to be a show to remember.
Yeah, so definitely check him out there. So we were talking about the takeover of the Capitol building today. Now, interestingly, there were what would you say, hundreds of people that went into this building? More than that?
Maybe about there were I mean, some were saying there was like tens of thousands of people. There were a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I only saw one stream because people would start to lose reception once they went into the chamber hall. So I didn't really see footage of that. But there were, I'd say as many, there was barely any elbow room, right? Like people would have to squish through. It was like a rave. They'd have to squish through a mass of people just to get out, even when the police were trying to herd people out.
Looking here at the CNBC report on this, there's Senator Jeff Merkley who tweeted a photograph of Electoral College ballots that were rescued from the Senate floor.
Rescued.
Yeah, he said if our capable floor staff hadn't grabbed them, they would have been burned by the mob.
Oh, how horrible would that have been?
Yeah, wouldn't that have been interesting if that had actually happened? You know, they're lucky that they didn't burn the place down. It's a shame that they were the mob, so-called mob, was as respectful as they were.
Was it true that one of Pelosi's staff left out of there in such a hurry that she left emails open and her computer unlocked?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What an idiot.
That video very well circulated on Twitter. Oh, people were sitting on. Someone stole the chair, right? They, you know, they have a bunch of pictures of people sitting on Nancy Pelosi's chair. There's a video of a guy, the guy with, like, the Viking hat. He stole the chair, and it was a very bizarre collection of people. There were boomers, streamers, LARPers.
Well, now, here's an interesting thing about the guy with the Viking hat. You're talking about the guy with the paint on his face, right, and the fur coat?
Yes.
Yeah, so this guy apparently is an alleged Antifa.
Well, he was at a Black Lives Matter rally.
Oh, was he at a Black Lives Matter rally? Okay.
Yeah, from Arizona.
Okay, that was what it was. Somebody said that they took a picture of him, and they claim that he's got, like, a pedophile logo tattooed on his chest, and that he was standing next to a guy with a communist logo tattooed on his hand, and there were rumors that Antifa was amongst the Trump supporters wearing backwards MAGA hats. Have you heard anything about that?
I didn't hear anything about the backwards MAGA hats. Like, from the beginning, when people started to congregate around it, people started to go in, people were, at least on the internet, a lot of people were tweeting that, oh, this isn't actual riot, you know, Republicans or Trump supporters, they respect the police too much, this is Antifa. And I thought that it was just a bunch of, like, cope. And, you know, and like some of the grifters were tweeting it out. So I figured, oh, well, they're upset that their followers are going to be spending their money on bail instead of donations. But honestly, I've seen a lot of very, and it would make sense, too, right? But, you know, finally, when a group of right wingers get a spine against the police, it's because Antifa tricks them into it. I've seen a lot of there's a lot of inconsistencies, right? Like, I even hesitate when you said overran the Capitol, because, you know, don't get me wrong, there were a lot of people there and they outnumbered the police, but I saw clips of, like, the police, like, opening the gate, right? I've seen video of police opening the gate and letting in, you know, and like ushering in, like, hundreds of Trump supporters. And some of the people who are saying that maybe not necessarily it was Antifa, but that it was this was some sort of tomfoolery, are sort of making a good point, because, one, it's derailed any sort of political machinations, right, to get Trump back in, because this is just being reported by Big League Politics. Congress will reconvene tonight and certify the election results. So it also gives Joe Biden his own Charlottesville, because from the beginning of Joe Biden's campaign, he's been for president, all the way back to the primary, he's been using Charlottesville as a motif. He's been using images. He featured Chris Cantwell in his first campaign ad and talking about this, you know, domestic terrorist, sort of like this pasty white right wing domestic terrorist. And then you have this event when, you know, he's president elect and then he's going to take office. And then this is going to be his Charlottesville. He's going to use this to pass all sorts of red flag laws.
To crank up the security in D.C., hire more cops, that sort of thing.
The entire country, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to make America an even bigger police state. And I didn't even think that was possible.
Well, there's no better time than now to secede from the United States. I mean, this is it's an idea that's time has come.
I mean, it's clear that this experiment of taking 320 million different people and making them all follow the same leader, half of whom hate that leader, is not going to work. You can't please these two separate groups. Let them go their own ways.
Vincent, I want to say thanks for spending an hour with us here tonight talking about this. Definitely appreciate it, man.
Oh, certainly, Earl. Thank you for having me.
And check him out again tonight, starting just after Free Talk Live ends. Head over to dlive.tv/ShireFreeMedia and give Vincent a follow over there. He's got a good show that he does, and he does it three times a week. So thanks, dude. We go to your calls, your thoughts here. Mallory is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mallory.
Hi. So I just wanted to continue talking a little more about the protests and everything, and I guess from the last caller, kind of bringing up in a little bit of a comparison in Black Lives Matter, which to me, I think a lot of people, by comparing it, are missing the bigger picture. And that's kind of like it was mentioned too before, it is almost a good thing that, you know, happened, but then
it's definitely a good
being
thing
overshadowed. I'm sorry.
I was just saying it's definitely a good thing. You're saying what's overshadowed?
So, you know, with Trump and MAGA and all that type of thing, and even the brand name, if you will, of Black Lives Matter and the brand name of MAGA, when people are missing the bigger picture that, you know, this is a, turmoil with our own government, and people are making it in a comparison with each other like, oh, well, look at Black Lives Matter. They didn't go and burn down the Capitol building. Okay, they didn't burn down the Capitol building, which technically is our building as U.S. citizens as well. So we have the right to go storm it and, in my opinion, go storm it and, you know, question the authority and the government. But Black Lives Matter did go and, you know, that group burnt down people's businesses and people's livelihoods. So, you know, to try and compare it is kind of, you know, there's not much comparison.
Well,
there.
First of all, Black Lives Matter didn't burn down a business. Black Lives Matter is just an idea. There is a some sort of a legal structure, some corporation or whatever, but the people that burned down those businesses were protesters, and they all had, you know, their own reasons for it. I don't support whatever it was that their reasons were, because they're crazy. If you're mad at the government, go to the government buildings and torch those. If you're going to torch something, torch a government building. And that's where
or a police station.
Yeah, and that's
a government building.
Right. And the Minneapolis protesters did torch a police station, and it was like finally the protesters finally went after the right target. But then they went and they torched like 40 other, you know, places. Some of whom were black owned businesses. But Mallory, thanks for calling in tonight and sharing your thoughts. Definitely appreciate it. But at least these protesters in D.C. have the right target. Now, their idea wasn't right in that they were just wanting to get Trump to stay in office. So it's not like they're trying to, you know, overthrow the government or shut the government down in any meaningful sense. But it was an interesting thing.
It's the first step toward that, though, with apparently a lot of them, you know, now anti-Blue Lives Matter.
And where does it go next?
Free Talk Live, the show where anyone can call about whatever they want. And we do mean anyone.
There is such thing as called a Blackberryan. And you know what? George Norrie doesn't eat, sleep, or drink either. Did you know that? Yes, you know what? He doesn't get tired.
George Norrie, the host of Coast to Coast AM, you believe? Let me just make sure I heard you correctly. You don't believe that he drinks, that he eats, and that he sleeps? Is that what you said? I just want to make sure I heard you correctly.
They're ascended masters. No. They don't have to be here. No. They come here to teach people and to enlighten people.
No.
And George Norrie and I think Art Bell might be one. Their blood content is gold. See, they don't have to
their
be here.
Their blood content is gold? Is that what you just said?
Yes. That's right. You know what? Our content is iron. Their constitution is gold.
Free Talk Live. 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern. Live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.fm.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.